Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Fridays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America. In addition, during each Friday episode, we'll also include an informative article on each of the 50 American states, inspired by Maestro Circe's book published on Amazon titled, 300 American English Dialogues for English Learners, Let's Talk and Learn About States of the USA. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to the ebook Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America by Maestro Circe. Today we will focus on Chapter 5 Adventurous Outdoor Activities, including subchapters, surfing and paddleboarding, as well as hiking in the San Gabriel Mountains. You can also read this text online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook page of our website, www.serca.com. And now, let's begin. Chapter 5, Adventurous Outdoor Activities. Surfing and paddleboarding. I sat on my board, gazing out at the endless line of waves rolling towards the shore. The sun glinted off the water, creating a mesmerizing sparkle, and I couldn't help but feel a sense of anticipation building within me. Today was the day I would conquer the waves at Huntington Beach, my favorite surf spot. I had heard so much about this place, the legendary Surf City, USA. And now I was finally here, ready to experience it for myself. As I made my way down to the shore, the atmosphere was electric. People were buzzing with excitement, waxing their boards, and exchanging stories of their previous surf sessions. The sound of laughter and the scent of salt water filled the air, instantly putting me at ease. Renting a surfboard from one of the local shops, I felt a surge of adrenaline coursing through my veins. Standing on the sidelines, I watched in awe as experienced surfers rode the waves with grace and ease. I couldn't help but wonder what it would be like to ride those swells, to conquer the power of the ocean. Before venturing out into the water, I decided to get a refresher on surf fundamentals at the nearby surf school. The instructors were patient and knowledgeable, providing tips and tricks to help me navigate the waves. They stressed the importance of balance and timing, of becoming one with the ocean. As I listened attentively to their instructions, my excitement grew. I was ready to dive into the surf. Paddling out beyond the breakers, the cool water enveloped me, refreshing my senses. Looking back at the shoreline, I couldn't help but be captivated by the beauty around me. The golden sand stretched as far as the eye could see, the waves crashing against the coast, creating a perfect symphony of sound. I felt a sense of calm wash over me, as if the ocean itself was welcoming me into its embrace. And then, I saw it. A wave forming in the distance, growing in size and power. With newfound confidence, I paddled with all my strength, feeling the rush of adrenaline as I caught the wave. For those few seconds, time stood still. My board glided effortlessly across the water, and I felt a sense of exhilaration like never before. It was as if I was dancing with the ocean, riding its energy and power. After an unforgettable session of surfing, I decided to try my hand at paddleboarding. Heading over to the lively Venice Beach, I rented a paddleboard and ventured out into the calm waters. Standing tall on the board, I paddled gently, taking in the breathtaking beauty around me. The palm trees swayed in the coastal breeze, the sound of seagulls filled the air, and I felt a sense of peace wash over me. Paddleboarding offered a different kind of connection with the ocean, a more serene and reflective experience. As the day drew to a close, I couldn't help but marvel at the joy and thrill that surfing and paddleboarding had brought into my life. These water sports had allowed me to connect with nature on a deeper level, to experience the exhilaration of riding a wave or the tranquility of gliding across the water. And not only that, they had introduced me to a community of like-minded individuals who shared the same passion and enthusiasm. Southern California truly is a haven for those seeking adventure and excitement in the water. So, my dear reader, I urge you to embark on your own surfing and paddleboarding journey. Let the ocean guide you, let it show you its secrets and its dreams. You won't be disappointed. Hiking in the San Gabriel Mountains. One trail that captivates my heart and soul is the legendary Mount Baldy hike. With its towering peak reaching an impressive 10,064 feet, Mount Baldy, or Mount San Antonio as some call it, proudly reigns as the highest summit in the magnificent San Gabriel Mountains. As I ventured onto this exhilarating expedition, a surge of excitement coursed through my veins, knowing that I was about to embark on an awe-inspiring journey. The path slowly unraveled before me, meandering its way through lush meadows and majestic pines. And with every step I took, the air grew crisper and the scenery transformed into a breathtaking alpine landscape. As I ascended higher, the vistas stretched out before me, painting a panoramic masterpiece of azure skies, verdant valleys, and distant peaks painted in a tapestry of nature's colors. But if you seek something more daring, if you yearn for an adventure that will set your heart pounding in your chest, look no further than the Bridge to Nowhere Trail. This trail, tucked away in the picturesque San Gabriel River Canyon, promises an experience like no other. It leads you on a thrilling escapade that takes you face to face with an abandoned bridge, fearlessly suspended high above the roaring waters below. The journey itself is an adventure, as you navigate through the canyon, crossing the river multiple times and catching glimpses of cascading waterfalls and vibrant flora along the way. With every step, my heart raced with anticipation, fueled by adrenaline and a thirst for excitement. And when I finally stood upon the bridge, I was left in awe of the audacity it took to construct such a marvel, marveling at the bridge's elegant architecture, standing strong against the rugged, untamed backdrop of nature itself. But what truly sets the San Gabriel Mountains apart is not just their magnificent vistas, but also the range of trails that cater to all levels of adventurers. Whether you're a seasoned hiker ready to conquer new challenges or a novice seeking a leisurely stroll through nature's wonders, these mountains have something for everyone. With a myriad of well-marked paths and knowledgeable guides to assist you, the trails can be tailored to your own level of expertise, ensuring a rewarding experience regardless of your skill level. So, lace up your hiking boots and choose your own adventure, be it a serene trek through meadows or a thrilling ascent up steep inclines. The San Gabriel Mountains beckon you to discover your own path. As I reflect on the countless expeditions I've embarked on in the San Gabriel Mountains, a deep sense of gratitude fills my heart. These trails have bestowed upon me the opportunity to connect with nature in its purest form, to stumble upon hidden waterfalls tucked away amidst the wilderness, and to challenge myself physically and mentally. Whether it is the awe-inspiring vistas awaiting atop Mount Baldy or the adrenaline rush of conquering the Bridge to Nowhere, hiking in the San Gabriel Mountains rejuvenates the soul and etches unforgettable memories in our minds. So, my friend, strap on your hiking boots, embrace the challenge that awaits, and embark on a journey of discovery and wonder in the awe-inspiring San Gabriel Mountains.
For the next 51 weeks, we will learn about each of the 50 states of the USA. The audio versions of the articles that follow are inspired by Maestro Circia's book and ebook published on Amazon, titled 300 American English Dialogues for English Learners. Let's talk and learn about states of the USA. Here's the introduction to the book. This book allows English learners to build their American English communication and comprehension skills and learn about the 50 American states. Whether you're an English learner, a teacher, or a tutor of American English, this book is intended to help improve American English conversation and pronunciation skills, vocabulary, reading, and listening comprehension. Students who practice regularly reading the dialogues included here with their teachers, tutors, and English learner partners are highly likely to increase their American English communication and comprehension skills. American English learners of all fluency levels often ask for additional conversation practice to learn more about the United States of America. This book aims to help American English learners and their teachers and tutors by providing 300 dialogues on the 50 American states. In addition, while the dialogues are helpful, this book implements a list of state-specific websites to encourage English learners to research further. Additionally, English learners are encouraged to answer a list of questions and initiate various suggested projects about each American state. Ultimately, the dialogues found here are a stepping stone that encourages American English learners to be creative, research further, and collaborate with their partners to have additional conversations and explore various projects on specific American states. This book is designed to help individual English learners further their English language studies. Still, it can be better used when English learners work with partners, English tutors in one-on-one and small group settings, and English as a second language teachers in traditional classrooms. The 300 dialogues here are highly accessible to English learners of all levels. Teachers and tutors are asked first to read each dialogue to the students, then have the students repeat and read each dialogue out loud. Finally, English learners are encouraged to read each dialogue in groups of two, taking turns reading the dialogue for each speaker. To further improve comprehension and vocabulary, English learners are encouraged to identify any words from the dialogues that are difficult to understand, translate them into their primary language, and define them using an online or book-based English dictionary. After reading and repeating these dialogues, students, teachers, and tutors are encouraged to research, discuss, answer questions, and give presentations on specific American states. Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.